a recording by Grinning Pup.
Prince, I come with word. Your husband returns. Oh, it is a happy day, my prince. They say he rides on the back of a dragon. A dragon! Can you believe it? Kalukale! The bull is back!
People, they have returned. I have tamed the fires of the earth. I am the bull who will mount the wild, and I will do so with fire and claw and steel. Rest now, every able-bodied man, for on the morrow we ride forth to claim what is ours.
My beautiful husband, oh, I have longed for your tender embrace. Have you missed me? And the boy, he is well? Let us to our chamber. There is much to tell you.
Brave mortal, to approach me without your husband. Do not be afeared, little prince. I know who you are and why you have come. There is much that he and I have shared since our union. Many nights we have spent talking long tales of love and victory. He is an admirable but bloodthirsty man, so like a dragon. Come closer. I will look upon the man who birthed a boy. I see it now. The fire that burns in your belly, much like my own. It has been tempered with age and bonds of love, but it is still there. How easy it would be to fan once more, I suspect. What has your husband told you of our union? What creeping concealments did he weave to make you think he had won my bond? That is like him. No, little prince. He did not do so through the strength of his arm. I would have rend him asunder should he have tried. No, I came because of you. He told me a tall tale, how his seed was mighty enough to impregnate even one without a womb, and I suspected that the power lay not within his loins, but within you. Your presence here confirms it. your desire to see me, doubly so. You know of what I speak. Your heart and soul sing with it. You are a vessel, little mortal. Through you the fates of destiny tie their strings, and yours and mine are knotted together. This I prophesy. Your son will rule the world, and he will do so with a reign of terror never before seen. He will bring ruin to the kings of mortal men and sit upon a throne forged in the fires of infernal dragon flame. I have seen beyond the veil, and it is as sure as my scale, marked in blood. No, I do not mean the babe currently mewling for his birth giver. I mean the babe that I shall plant in you. Your fire will mix with mine, and the resultant child will grow in size and power unlike anything ever seen. Your husband does not know this. He shall believe the child to be his, and raise it as fiercely as his own. You will birth a god, and raise it until the very walls of hell quake. I will not take you by force, little mortal. I offer you only the chance to fulfill your destiny. To love your husband beyond time and measure, and to deliver the world into a new era of resplendency. It is what he longs for most in the world, and you can give it to him. What say you? I had thought you might accept. One night is all I ask. One night. Is all it will take. You are fertile. Your body responds to my note. Do you feel it? Pulsing there, pulling at each other. How I long to feel your hands against my scale. See how the dragon's blade emerges from its sheath. Do not fight it. It cannot hurt you. My magic will make you as pliable as reeds in the wind. Or might it satisfy you for me to change my shape entire, become something other? You truly are fearless, bold prince. Come, stoop yourself underneath me. I wish to feel your mouth and hands. You have likely never seen a dragon's cock before. Yes, that's it. Rub along its length. Feel it. Feel its warmth. Its slickness. How it throbs and pulses. You are mesmerized, are you not, little prince? This is the rod that will plant your destiny inside you. You tend so carefully. the bull was not lying when he said that you were a gentle and worshipful lover. Taste it. Bring the tip up to your mouth. Oh, your mouth. It is so tender. Do not be gentle with me, little prince. I desire your hardest licks. May you feel my dragon seed dripping from me even now. Oh, yes. Take it into your mouth. You may surprise yourself. That's it. Yeah. Let me guide you. See how your body stretches and conforms to my shape. How your mouth envelops it. How the length of it creeps down your torso. You will not choke. We dragons are born of fire and magic, and it is magic that prevents you from harm. Oh, push yourself further into it. Fill yourself up. That's it. As beautiful as any sleeve. Press yourself onto it. Yes. That's it. Oh, fuck yourself on the length of it. We must have more. I cannot empty myself down your gullet. Come. Climb me. Place your nakedness against my underbelly. Now, a gentle push. Do not fret. See how you open. Trust my magic, little prince. Look up at me. Look up at the dragon who would impregnate you. You will feel your destiny. You will father the most powerful being the world has ever seen. Feel how your body expands, stretches, how my cock fills you up. Brace yourself, little mortal. Bring your legs up. That's it. Now piston yourself up and down on it. That's it. Yes. Yes. That's it. See how it fills you up. How it bulges up into your torso. It feels good, does it not, little prince? Here, let me take over. My claws will not harm you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I am close, little prince. Onto your belly. That's it. Let the dragon come behind you and fuck you into oblivion. Feel me. Feel my might behind you, lending power to my thrusts. Feel me. Feel me. I will fill you up. Yes. Yes. The deed is done. I sense a surge of emotion. Does the act of our union now seem cold? Here, my magic is strong and will hold. Allow me to hold you. It is destiny, little prince, nothing more. And you and I are but agents of it. Even now I feel your own power curling within you. It is knitting our souls together. Here, allow me to ease the burden. When you leave this place, you will forget this. Only as glimmers it will remain. You will go to your husband. You will ravish him with the appetite of a dragon. And when sickness comes, it will cast no doubt as to who the father may be. The world may sleep this night, but come the morrow, it will weep.